At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The National Weather Service today will survey damage from storms earlier this morning to determine if a tornado touched down. The storms triggered tornado warnings in parts of Tarrant and Denton counties. Winds as strong as 83 miles an hour caused damage from Rockwall to Keller. So far, there have been reports of damaged homes along with toppled trees and power lines. 167,000 Encore customers across North Texas are still without power. 13 schools in the Arlington District, as well as all schools in Mansfield, are closed due to power outages. The Stop 6 neighborhood in Fort Worth has long struggled with high unemployment, high crime rates, and low incomes. But a $2.5 million program will give it a much-needed facelift by improving city services and demolishing boarded-up vacant houses. Councilwoman Gina Bivens represents the Stop 6 area. She said program's part of a long-term strategy to fix deep-rooted problems.
This is the only part of my district where we have this lag, you know, in services, in housing stock, in educational attainment. And so all of that goes toward making a community whole.
Mayor Betsy Price says the city will take a data-driven approach to measure progress.
Reduced police calls, reduced code calls. If we can begin to drive those numbers down, drive up graduation rates, and drive up the amount of income, the number of jobs that people have, we will see success.
Price acknowledged the city should have focused its attention on helping Stop 6 residents sooner. Tens of millions of Americans use inhalers every day, but many don't use them correctly. Researchers from Baylor College of Medicine found that out in a recent study of patients with asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs project, Lauren Silverman spoke with lead study author Dr. Nick Hanania.
Dr. Hanania, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So the most common type of inhaler is sometimes called a puffer, but it's more officially known as a metered dose inhaler, or an MDI. What made you want to look into how effective these inhalers are?
For many years, and many papers and many studies have shown that patients don't know how to use their metered dose inhaler correctly. There are at least 9 steps in taking inhaled medication through a metered dose inhaler. But what we have not done so far until this study that we just published is to objectively measure what are the crucial steps that, if they're not done correctly, will affect drug being delivered to the airways where we want it to be done.
And so how did you actually do the experiment?
So we collaborated with electrical engineers at Rice University, and now with the technology they have and with the sensors they can build, they built a model where they can measure whether the patient shook the inhaler, whether they held it upright, the timing of the actuation or pushing on the inhaler and the inhalation, and also the flow that the patient generated. So all these were able to be measured by sensors that were put on a small device that attaches to the metered dose inhaler. We did the study on 23 patients with asthma or COPD. Now, these patients have been using metered dose inhaler for many years, so you would think they are well experienced in using it. Well, our data shows that's not the case. In fact, none of these patients had 100% correct technique when we just observed them.
Everyone made at least one mistake.
Correct. And the metered dose inhaler, even though it looks simple to use, if it's not done correctly, it will translate to wasted drug, but also obviously not getting the benefit of the drug that we want to deliver. Thus, if we're delivering a controller medicine like inhaled steroid for inflammation in the airway, it's not going to go there. It may cause side effects like yeast and other infections in the mouth, but more importantly, the patient's not going to get better.
What kinds of errors are patients making?
Well, some of the errors are very crucial, and actually the you know, like shaking an inhaler may be important, but it's not as crucial as the timing of the inhalation. You know, many patients push on an inhaler and then they start breathing in. But actually, that was the most crucial step that affected the lung. So what we found that the ones who did the best are those who started inhaling, and then within 1 or 2 seconds pushed on the inhaler. So that is the correct technique, and that's what we advise our patients to do. And that, unfortunately, has been the most crucial error.
So, Dr. Hanania, you recommend that patients bring in their inhalers to doctor's appointments to review how to use the devices. What else could help people use inhalers correctly?
Well, I think we have to be, you know, in this era where we have innovation in everything, there are other new inhalation devices that may take some of these steps away from the patient, meaning they can help as the patient using the devices and giving them step-by-step instruction using the whatever smartphone they have. So there are hopes that we will be finding easier way to deliver drugs to the lung. But in the meantime, I think the most important thing is education. You know, we are hoping our colleagues in pharmacy, as well as respiratory care practitioners in the hospital, if a patient is hospitalized, all these, it's a teamwork. It's not only, should not be really focused on physicians to educate the patient on using the devices.
Dr. Nick Hanania is Assistant Professor of Medicine and Director of the Asthma Clinical Research Center at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Hanania, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, teams are arriving in Dallas for the women's NCAA Final Four. The championship game tips off Friday at the American Airlines Center. The University of Connecticut Lady Huskies arrived yesterday. They're the number one ranked team, and this is their 10th straight Final Four appearance. Coach Gino Auriemma says the team is familiar with Dallas.
The last couple of years, we've had a chance to take our team to a Mavs game both times that we were down here, and so we were in the arena, and so there's been a lot of excitement about it, a lot of anticipation, and you know, and now it's finally here.
UConn takes on Mississippi State Friday night. The championship game is Sunday. In the forecast, a high near 81 today, 20% chance of rain tonight with a low around 55, 62 now in Dallas, 59 in Fort Worth.